This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. I want to give a shout-out to Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, who took the show over sporadically last week while we are in California doing a project which we will reveal in the days to come. Aside of that, the end aim is, of course, to seek and save that which is lost. And, of course, that's what we've always done since day one. And that's why we've done 360 public high schools, 398 of them being public schools out of the 360. Two of them were Christian schools, colleges, television, radio across the land, and as well as churches, prisons, so on and so forth. We're doing rather than just talking, friends, out here in California. But again, welcome to the show. I appreciate your listenership. Friends, I want to explain to you why John Adams said, rightly, what follows luxury? He said decadence follows luxury. What are we seeing today in the United States of America? We are seeing decadence following luxury. You know, it's interesting. Scripture tells us to take heed that we stand lest we fall. And in America, you're being taken in your pride little by little. Now, what we're going to be doing is going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com just to highlight some of the things that are taking place across the country. And again, I would like to you, to your candor, what is the reoccurring theme that you're hearing here? Listen to what William E. Jenner said. He said, "Today the path of total dictatorship in the United States can be laid by strictly legal means, which in fact cannot be, unseen and unheard by the Congress, the president, or the people. Outwardly, we have a constitutional government. We have a operating within our government and political system, another body representing another form of government, a bureaucratic elite." Is that exactly what we're seeing today? Well, you better bet your bottom dollar. Listen again. William E. Jenner said, "Today the path of total dictatorship in the United States can be laid by strictly legal means." Now, let me explain this really quick. Martin Luther King Jr., which I have great admiration for and respect for in so many different ways, because you cannot deny the call of God, namely the fact that he was a major prophet, and it was acknowledged one during his life and in his death. But he used to say something that was in error, and I don't even like making the correction, but I'm going to make the correction because I'm not a respecter of persons, but a respecter of God, because we know that God is not a respecter of persons. But he said that if we were to judge the whole world, you know, if it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, the whole world's going to be blind. It's going to be left blind. I want to tell you something. If you don't want to commit or do the time, then don't commit the crime. Again, let me say it this way. if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime, okay? So setting that record straight, another quote that was also given by Martin Luther King Jr. was, everything that Adolf Hitler did or any other dictatorship, might I add, because we can bring that into the same sentence in which he said concerning the likes of Adolf Hitler, everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal. I want to tell you something, friends. No, it was not legal. In the same way as to what William E. Jenner is stating here, friends, today the path of total dictatorship in the United States can be laid by strictly legal means. No, it cannot. It's called policy. It's not called law. And we also know that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And how do we make the distinction? Because we go back to what the Word of God tells us. And we also know that William Blackstone, English common law commentator, rightly said, and in so many words, friends, anything that stands in contradiction to God's moral law, the Torah, the Decalogue, friends, it's null and void. It is nugatory. It doesn't exist. And so it is today. Little by little, people are being desensitized into believing that because they legislated for some reason or another, again, going back to they know better than we do, when in fact they don't, friends. The fact of the matter is that American people are led to believe that because they legislated, it is law. No, that is not true. As a matter of fact, as I've said so many times, friends, in the past, I bring it to the present, that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's. And see, friends, what we need, this equals out to the resolve. Friends, we don't need more laws in this country. We need good Christian men to enforce the laws that we have. And P.S., posted script, have we not been promised by the likes of Donald Trump, friends? That he wanted to reinstate the rule of law in the United States of America. Yet we see him getting beat up by the media, and we see him getting beat up by those that he said that he was actually going to bring forth a special prosecutor concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton. I'll get to that in just a moment. Now, going back to what William Jenner said, today the path of total dictatorship in the United States can be laid by strictly legal means. Not true. Unseen and unheard by the Congress. Not true. Because when you shut down corruption in your representatives, you shut down special interest groups as well. Furthermore, when you deal with corruption in your government, it shuts the door to the special interest groups. And if they want to go ahead and retaliate, then they expose themselves and they put themselves out there for who they really are behind the criminal politicians, friends. Do yourself a service and deal with corrupt politicians. I'm going to take this line upon line, precept upon precept. He said it can go unseen and unheard by the Congress. Not if you follow the rule of law, you can't. The president or the people. Do you remember that it was actually the criminal himself? None other than Judas Bill Clinton back in the 90s. Remember, friends, it was that he was selling in ChinaGate secrets to the Chinese military, the United States military secrets to the Chinese, just like his wife now, Hillary Clinton, is selling uranium ore to the Russians, so the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But if you remember right, Bill Clinton back in the 90s said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Friends, that is completely untrue. You're either ruled by God, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. What we see happening today in America is tyrants are ruling the day through bureaucratic means. There's no doubt. But we also see come to the light over and over and over again, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, is the crimes of corrupt politicians that are helping the bureaucratic systems destroy who we are as a people. Now, if we can want to go ahead and get this right, we can actually bring forth that magic word called judgment, which guards our liberties, which is posted, again, under the Moses and the Ten Commandments in Washington, D.C., above the heads of those that you call the Supreme Court justices, holding the Ten Commandments. And again, what does it say? Judgment, the guardian of our liberties. We're going to come right back to this, Bradley.
You know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. By the way, friends, if you want to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which Facebook is censoring, obviously. That is Bradley Dean. They don't want you to come to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Again, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And my Twitter account, for what it's worth, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1EE. If you'd like to call in at any time, we are hooked up on Comrax right now, which is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conducts. We trust the Spirit of God here, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:16 and Hebrews 13:8, Old Testament and New Testament, which coincide. They are one in the same. Amen. We have been talking about today, the path of total dictatorship in the United States can be laid by strictly legal means. That is untrue. Legal if only the people are ignorant of what the law actually states. Okay? And that refers me back over to Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know, just because it looks like law and it has the color of law and it has the smell of law, America, doesn't mean it is law. Does it liberate you? Because that's the purpose, to drive you to the foot of the cross in spiritual means. But again, liberating means obedience to the law in the natural. When we obey the law, hey, the cops are our best friends, are they not? And we are at liberty to do that which is lawful in the United States of America. If we want to go ahead and try otherwise and we want to violate law, we're going to see that the cops are going to be at that point not only our enemy but our best friends in so many different ways by actually enforcing the law against our crime to teach us how to walk in liberty. And by the way, that's the church's business as well, the law in which Christ fulfilled, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:17. But let me read this one more time, and then I got to start rocking this program here. Today, the path of total dictatorship in the United States can be laid by strictly legal means, unseen and unheard. He goes, by the Congress, the President, or the people, outwardly, we have a constitutional government, Article 4, Section 4. We have operating with our government, he said, a political system, another body representing another form of government. Yep, and they're teaching the American people in the United States, again, this is where it comes down to the foundation, friends, and what we premise everything we talk about here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. First the Bible, then the Constitution. Remember, it was George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, that actually had to be read by students across this country all the way up until 1962 concerning George Washington's farewell address, where he said that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. So this is true, but the fact of the matter is we're an empire of Republican laws, an empire of laws, said John Adams, not of opinions as a democracy, friends, okay? So let's get that straight. And then he said, a political system, another body representing another form of government, a bureaucratic elite. Now, you know, it's interesting because yesterday I took my sons to a mall, and I'm from Minnesota. I live in the state of Minnesota. And one of the first things that I noticed, and it's not like the lights just came on, friends. I'm not saying it like I've been dummied down to not pay attention to what's around me, the surroundings all around me. But what I did notice is when I got to California, we got into the mall, I noticed all the same stores that were all promoting the same thing in so many different ways, the immorality, the debauchery, the lust, the lewdness, so on and so forth. It seemed that the stores that were in Minnesota promoting the same agenda there are the same ones promoting them in California. And interestingly enough, when I'm on the East Coast, I notice the same thing. And when I'm in Texas, it's the same thing. And then going back to Minnesota, I'm noticing that it's interesting that these companies, you get them everywhere you go. And it's like the little guy, for some reason or another, he just kind of gets pushed out. And he doesn't have a spot in one of these big fancy malls. But all the stores that they want to have in those malls are there. Don't tell me about free market. Don't tell me about capitalism. I'm not even going there. What I'm talking about is, have you ever taken the time to take a step back and ask the question, why is it only these stores that are across the boards from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Minnesota to the South? Why is it always the same stores? Where are the new up-and-comings? Where are the entrepreneurial spirits, friends, of these little stores? How come they're not in these malls? It's the malls that are all promoting the same thing. And it's also interesting to note that if you don't promote the same things that they're promoting, I don't care if it's a clothes store or where you get your haircut or where you get your eyeglasses, they're all promoting the same agenda, are they not? It seems to me that there's something going on behind closed doors, that there's a little favor shown to them by the banks, whereas other people don't get that favor. And why is that? Well, their ideas weren't as good. No. It's as if someone approves and disapproves of who's going to get big, who's going to make a lot of money, and who is not. Could it be the Masons? Could it be the Zionists? I don't care about none of that. I really don't. Because every individual in this country has a duty to make sure that we are being ruled by law and not by a bureaucratic system. And folks, you can take that to what's going on in politics. Now, I also want to say this. I remember during the documentary of John Adams and Abigail Adams talking about what was going on in Congress during the writings and the debates, the deliberations going on between the 13 colonies before the Declaration of Independence was actually brought forth. And they were talking about politics. And I remember Abigail Adams saying to John Adams, what, do I not live politics? Hey, friends, do you realize you have a duty before God to be a part of politics at every step of the way? Because, first of of all, what you need to understand is you live politics, like it or not. Because if you have corrupt politicians, guess what? That has everything in the world to do with your pocketbook, what you get, what you don't get, who lives here, who doesn't live here, what kind of a – I mean, folks, today in this country, this government is so far out of tune and out of definition with what our founding fathers established that if they were to pay attention – folks, if they had 15 minutes to take a look at what the American people have allotted concerning the government that they established, they would say it was as foreign as the French government back in the 1700s to them. And you're going to get the French government's friends' response. And you better bet your bottom dollar it's going to come from heaven. And that's exactly what's going on in the United States of America. Let's start going forward here. William Jenner again said, today the path of total dictatorship in the United States can be laid by strictly legal means. It's not true. Unseen and unheard by the Congress. That may be the case, but Congress has a job to enforce the law. And if something that's taking place is lawless, it's their job to put a stop to it. He goes on, the president or the people. He goes, outwardly, we have a constitutional government. Yes, we do. We have a operating within our government and a political system, another body representing another form of government, a bureaucratic elite. Now, friends, when are we going to get this right? Now, let me ask you this. Is this what we're seeing across the board in the United States of America? And I say it laughingly, friends, because it says if Elijah's on top of the mountain mocking the false prophets, saying to them, how long will you falter between two opinions? How long will you falter between two opinions, friends? And I'm not talking about the guy that has your favorite jersey on, your favorite politician. I'm talking about we have no king but King Jesus, and 78% of you that are listening to me right now, you profess to agree with the Christ. Well, that's all I'm giving you is what he said and what he's established. Now, if we go to what's going on across the United States of America, how is it that Valerie Duray, you know, mama to Barack Hussein Obama, you know, she told him which pants to wear, which jacket to wear, what to say, what not to say. You know that Iranian-born individual that's been attacking the United States of America for the last 8 years that we know of in the public light? Isn't it interesting, for some reason or another, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Valerie Duray has now moved into Obama's anti-Trump command center to aid in the effort to sabotage the president. I want to say this. How is it that President Donald Trump is not and has not, if you remember right, on the campaign trail, friends, he said that he would deal with Barack Hussein Obama. That was at the beginning stages of his presidential campaign, but I'm sure he was told to go ahead and tone it down. Well, let me ask you something, friends. Those that you call the left, have they toned it down? Are they now attacking Donald Trump? The question I have for you, all of you Donald Trumpites, how is it that he hasn't, remember he said he was going to bring back in the rule of law into the United States of America, how is it that he's just giving them a pass, namely Barack Hussein Obama and Valerie Duray, and don't forget about the Attorney General, in which I'm going to get to in just a couple of moments, who are taking shots at Donald Trump? America, are they creating the perfect storm in this country? You better bet your bottom dollar that's what they're doing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Son.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Broadcasting live out of none other than Los Angeles, California. So now what we're going to be doing, folks, is I want to kind of highlight some more of the things that are going on across the land, only to solidify my point. And again, friends, it comes back to the same thing. You're being inundated with these crimes from politicians because you don't deal with the ones that they committed firstly. And they're encouraged to add strength to tyranny by doing what they want to do because you fail to do that. You get caught up. And do you think for one moment this spiritual warfare, this continual warfare that's being aimed at you, the American people, is aimed at just you, paralyzing you, neutering you, friends, to put fear in you, to get you to the point where your backs are up against the wall and you just throw your hands up in the air and say, there's no sense in doing anything. Baloney! Baloney! You still have the freedom to do the right thing. These people, folks, are so sick in the mind that this is what they do. They lie, they steal, they kill, just like their father. And they're going to face the judge, friends, and it doesn't have to be on Judgment Day when they naturally expire. They can meet the judge a lot sooner if the American people would stand up and arrange that meeting by saying enough is enough. Listen to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. D.C. council member holds meeting teaching the illegals how to resist ICE. Did you hear what I said? D.C. council member is holding meetings teaching illegals how to resist ICE, encouraging these illegals to come into the United States of America. Now, is it the citizens doing that, or is the media setting the narrative, working in cahoots with corrupt politicians doing that? I'm just asking you the question, friends, because you know the answer just like I know the answer. Let me reiterate the point. Corruption in government has no place. Period. Capital P-E-R-I-O-D. Period. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen again. Obama's criminal AG, Loretta Lynch, incites violence. She was doing this when she was taking the place of none other than the criminal himself, Eric Holder. Oh, and by the way, just for the record, concerning Eric Holder, I also want you to remember, friends, that Eric Holder has never, ever, one time been held responsible for his crimes against we the people. Neither has Barack Hussein Obama. And as I've shared with you so many times, by leaving off justice, listen, justice dies where tyrants rise. And look what's going on in the United States of America. You're seeing something that has never taken place in the history of this country. A former president, a foreigner, a sodomite, a criminal, encouraging others, working for foreign interests and foreign powers to take down we the people. And by the way, friends, I want to put a big flag, a big warning there with the likes of Donald Trump. Again, keep in mind, he's the one standing down and allowing these people to do the things that they're doing. Don't sit there and tell me he doesn't have the power to do it. And don't sit there and tell me, all you profess conservatives and profess Christians, that, well, these things just take time. Really? They just take time. Let me ask you, does it ever happen? Does it ever happen? I mean, we know that from Daryl Issa. We know that from Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz. The American people have been appeased by these individuals as the guys that are going to bring it to them. And you know what the conservatives do? They email and they Facebook and they put on live feeds all the big, bad, harsh things that these three individuals said concerning the crimes of the politicians. But where's the justice? Where's the judgment? You know as well as I do that if that was me or you, we'd have been thrown in jail. We'd have been indicted. We'd have been charged. But not those that serve we the people for some reason or another. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous as to what we're seeing in this country. What I just was highlighting, friends, is what was going on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, friends, I'm only going to take you down the road a little bit more to show you more of the things that are taking place in your country, because what's going on, this is absolutely different. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, listen, just throw this into the mix of what we're talking about here, okay? Why was the FBI attempting to buy a partisan dossier on Trump? Hey, folks, are they creating the perfect storm? Have I told you for 15 years, watch out for China, watch out for Russia? Have I told you, friends, that you can't believe the media for a thing they literally say? And I'm talking about the state-controlled media. And folks, isn't it interesting? 15 years ago, everybody was trying to figure out what I was talking about. 10 years ago, everybody was trying to figure out what I was talking about. I was exposing these people head on, spot on, friends, taking it to the enemy. Just like Herb Brooks, when he beat the Olympic team back in the 1980s, he knew his team could not beat Russia, the hockey team, because they were the biggest and the baddest in the world, and they knew it. And everybody else knew it, too. But you know how Herb Brooks said we need to take it to these people? He said we are going to lose to the Russians if we don't take their game and jam it right back down their throats. In America, it's the same thing for you and I. It's the same thing for you and I. Now, let me get back to my point here again. Do you all remember Eric Holder? You know, it's a good day to remind everyone that AG Eric Holder, the criminal himself, he ran guns to Mexico along with Barack Hussein Obama, and they were both uncovered for being the guilty party. They lied to Congress about it. He was found in contempt, speaking of Eric Holder, but yet he was never prosecuted. How is that, America? How is that justice doesn't apply to these people? And if it doesn't apply to them, then you have the audacity to throw your hands up in the air and say there's no sense because you're unwilling to deal with them? Come on. Hey, friends, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Attorney claims Obama encouraged de facto coup against Trump by deep state. Wow. Wow. You know, here's another thing I'd like to lay to your candor. So I have some radio friends out in Michigan. They threw something out there because I brought something up on the radio. Speaking of Donald Trump, he said he wanted to bring back the rule of law. Yeah? The rule of law. Okay. Well, then why are you letting the lawless go? Why are you telling the American people that they owe a major debt of gratitude to those that are now attacking you, Donald Trump, and you're doing absolutely nothing about it? Hey, Donald Trump, with all due respect to the office in which the people put you in, entrusted you with, those that fought, bled, and died through their sacrifice have given you the privilege to be there in the first place. Where is that law? Where is the enforcement of that law? Where are your promises fulfilled? Well, some of my friends out in Michigan thought this would be a good idea. One of them actually posted and said this. He said, hey, Mr. President, President Trump, it's time to send your private jet to pick up Edward Snowden and Julian Assange, if they'd be legit. Well, you would think with all the uncovering they would do, they could tell the President of the United States exactly what's going on and who's responsible for it, rather than just tagging guys like, you know, George Soros as an international criminal, but allow him to run the streets of America at will, to do the things that he wants to do at will. I mean, folks, again, you're so settled for just talk. It's sickening. And I got a question for you. How long do you suppose that's going to hold up before you're actually overtaken? How long do you think you standing behind corrupt politicians, how long do you think it's going to be before those lies expire? I mean, America, here, let me take it another step. What did you just see concerning the presidential, President Donald Trump's address to the nation? You've seen those that wouldn't stand up for the woman that lost her Navy SEAL husband. You've seen half of those that are called to serve we the people, all the same constitution and the laws found within. They were all supposed to stand up because they were so grateful for the sacrifice given. You've seen half of them sit down. And you know what you're doing today? You're living your own little selfish life saying someone else will take care of it. And again, let me remind you, friends, someone else is taking care of it. And it's not the people that you want taking care of it. Rest assured. But you've seen those. You're allowing them to desecrate the blood. Read Hebrews 10 when you get a moment, church. But you're allowing those to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have today. And you're getting caught up into the games that these corrupt politicians are promising you. And by the way, these corrupt politicians are the ones that are set forth through the state-controlled narrative as the good guys. Not the bad guys. The good guys. Again, let me remind you, not the bad guys, the good guys, friends. You know, what we're dealing with now, we heard, here's some more big words from those that serve we the people. AG, the new AG, Jeff Sessions, he said that he was going to Nancy Pelosi. He said he was to share with her to expect pedophile investigations to begin. Hey, friends, do you know that most people in this country don't even know that Watergate was a pedophile politician, corrupt pedophiles in government? Do you know that that whole thing was an expose on pedophiles and a representative body that were busted committing the crimes, sexual crimes against children? Did you know that most people don't even know what Watergate's about? They believe what they've been told by the media. And guess what the media's job was to do? To cover up the crimes of those corrupt politicians that were committing crimes against little children. So what is AG Jeff Sessions talking about when he's telling Pelosi, expect pedophile investigations? Hey, friends, my point here today is I'm talking about those that are to represent we the people. I wasn't highlighting the crimes, friends, of citizens. As a matter of fact, a good portion of this radio show is not spent exposing the crimes of citizens, but of corruption in the media and corruption in governments, who are working hand in glove to cover themselves and to cover special interest groups for the crimes that they are committing against we the people. That is a great majority of what we expose here. And what's even more incriminating is the American people are the ones that are responsible to right the wrongs every step of the way. We're going to take a quick break. Bradley Dean broadcasting live.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, last segment, if you want to jump in real quick, you still have a little time to do that. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about what's going on. And basically, folks, we started the show off talking about what John Adams, the second president of the United States, said. When he said luxury, what follows luxury? Decadence. And why does decadence follow luxury? Because people don't know what they got until it's gone. And what we're talking about here is blood-bought freedoms. And the reason that your freedoms are going away is because it's a lack of gratitude for the sacrifice given on your behalf. And I've been highlighting what's going on in the United States of America. And just right before the last end of the last segment there, friends, I started highlighting some of the things some of my friends are saying across the United States on radio is the fact that, listen, Mr. Trump, if you really want to know what's going on, then go pick those two guys up, Mr. Snowden and Assange, and they can tell you everything that's going on. Has he done that? Is he doing that? No, he's standing back and telling you, America, to praise the very people that are now attacking him. Remember what he said about Barack Hussein Obama? He said he was first class. Remember what he said about Hillary Clinton during his victory speech? You know, the whole time that he was on his campaign trail, friends, what was he doing? He was promising that he would hire a special prosecutor to go after the Clintons, who were stealing uranium ore from American ranchers and illegally selling it through the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the United States, to the Russians. And you're being led to believe that the Russians and the Clintons and all these people Mr. Sodomite himself, Mr. Effeminate foreign agent in the People's House who is no longer there. You know, you were led to believe that Barack and Putin, they were enemies. No, they are not. They're all in it together. They're all working for the same globalist, friends. And you're seeing it on both sides of the spectrum here. And until you wake up to that, that's why the media attacks me constantly, friends, is because what I'm telling you is the truth. And they know it's the truth, and they don't want to be uncovered. And I'm not asking the devil for permission to do so. I'm doing what I'm commanded to do by God, and I'm not adding to, nor am I diminishing a word from what the Lord shows. And it's not difficult to see what's going on in this country. You know, I was just thinking about during the break, and of course when I say that, other people are thinking, well, Bradley, you're just trying to actually, put their light out, dim their light so you can brighten yours a little more. No, I'm not. Not at all. If I was after ratings, if I was after finances, friends, this is not how you do it. You tell people what they want to hear. I'm not doing that. But I was thinking during the break how the conservatives in this country, all the way from the top to the bottom, the church in this country, all the way to the top to the bottom, have done you, America, a disservice. And you're right there to praise them for their mere talk. And I'm tired of talk. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Let's take it a step further. Now it's the GOP not wanting to reveal the contents of Obamacare light bill. And it's got a big picture of none other than Paul Ryan himself. Now it's the GOP that doesn't want to take down Obamacare, unconstitutional Obamacare. Wow, that's pretty crazy. You know, it's also interesting to note that what you're hearing from Paul Ryan, the traitor, the Judas himself, you know, the guy that stands behind the new president, apparently you forgot who he was, America, but I'll get to that in a moment. But it's amazing to me, friends, that Paul Ryan, as I'm looking at his face right now, he keeps talking about in his interviews, friends, repeal and replace. Repeal and replace. Repeal and replace. Oh, let's just change the name. Yep, that's right. Let's just change the name. And guess what they're doing, friends? They're just changing the name on an unconstitutional act. Well, as long as they change the name, well, then the Republicans, at least they won the day because now it's named after them. Really, America? Come on. I love you enough to tell you. Really? That's an exclamation with a question mark. Wow. I mean, really, you know what I should call the show? The Sons of Liberty. The main thing said from Bradley Dean on every radio show. Wow. It's exactly right. What the American people tolerate is just incredible to me. I mean, allowing a couple appointed judges to basically overthrow constitutional law when it comes to the illegals coming into the United States of America. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm just thinking of all the things that are happening in the United States of America. I mean, pedophile. There's going to be investigation now into your government again for the possibility of a pedophile investigations. This has been going on for a long time. And why has it been going on for a long time? Because you failed to act during Watergate. You failed to act during, in 1989, Boys Town out of Nebraska. And, of course, you know that it's politicians and special interest groups that are pushing forth these homosexuals, these programs to go after what? None other than what's the end aim? Go to the schools, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Furthermore, read Michael Swift's writings, the Homosexual Manifesto, you'll see exactly what it's about because that's exactly what's happening today. It's not satire, but it's in the congressional record. It's been there since February of 1987. I mean, this is just crazy. Now we have the president of the United States, former, the one that you tolerated for 8 years, now wiretapping Obama. Folks, this is, again, Obama wiretapping everybody's phone. Of course they're wiretapping your phones, friends. Are you kidding me? They use your phones to know exactly where you're at. That's why they want to put a chip in your hand, because they want absolute control over you. That's why you have chips in your credit cards right now, because they want to know where you're at. And they all say that it's for the purposes of your security only, which only increases more criminal activity. By the way, just so you know. But now you have folks, Barack Obama being busted for tapping Trump. No, folks, it's the perfect storm. Don't get caught up into it. It's all a bunch of shenanigans. It's not real. It's there to create the perfect storm. And the storm is brewing, friends. There's no doubt in my mind. Most people just think it's a joke. They laugh it off. No big deal. No big deal here. Well, friends, let me get back over to this with our friend Paul Ryan. You know, the guy that doesn't want to reveal what's in Obamacare now that you've tolerated for years, that the conservatives continuously highlighted and debated and talked about. You know, what does the guy over here in the Democratic Party say about the Unconstitutional Act? Of course he doesn't say that. Well, what does the guy over here on the right, the Republican Party, you know, what does he have to say about the Unconstitutional Act? They don't say it's unconstitutional, because if they did, they wouldn't have a job. They wouldn't have a show to have, friends. If they told you what the law said and you responded to the law, there would be no debate. But as long as they can get you asking the wrong questions, keep in mind they don't have to give you the right answers. And that's exactly what apparently the American people are settling for. But let me go back to none other than Paul Ryan, the smiling guy. You know, friends, you know how they do this? They depend upon the short-term memories of the American voters. Now you have Paul Ryan, who's now part of the pack with Donald Trump, and for some reason or another, you got to ask yourself the question why Donald's putting up with this guy. I mean, Paul Ryan is nothing short of a smiling traitor. His name should be Judas Ryan. I mean, don't you remember what he did on December 15th, 2016, friends? I mean, his first major legislative achievement, which is unlawful, by the way, was a total and complete sellout of the American people masquerading as an appropriations bill. Remember the $1.1 trillion omnibus bill, where he gave over to Barack Hussein Obama every single thing that he wanted? Hey, you know what, friends? What it comes down to is action speaks a lot louder than words. You know, Donald doesn't seem like such a bad guy, but I'll tell you what, I'm watching him like an eagle. And what he says and what he does, folks, ain't lining up. And yes, I said ain't. It's not lining up, America. Everybody's talking about draining the swamp. When does that begin? Does that begin about the time that he leaves? And then the conservatives pat themselves on the back again and say, well, look what you achieved. And what they've achieved is absolutely nothing for the most part. And you know what it's about? Them receiving accolade and praise, the praise of men, because they love the praise of men more than they love the praise of God. Just the exact opposite here. Remember the movie Jerry Maguire back in the 90s when I was still lost, a sinner? Which is now saved by grace, that has enough sense to see what I didn't see back then. Remember his supporting actor, Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise back in the day? Remember the saying was, show me the money. Yeah, hey, action speaks louder than words is what I'm saying. 1 John 3:18, that's why I always end every show with, show me, don't tell me. Hey, folks, it's time to show corruption. It's time to quit talking about what needs to be done. Now it's time to lawfully deal with every single one of them. And until that day comes, nothing's going to change. Love you about what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.